according to each one here. It's been a tremendous blessing being here already, being in the house of the Lord. Thank you for the singing. I do just want to open with a word of prayer this morning. So let's bow our hearts to our Lord. Father, we do come before you this morning with gratefulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we could gather like this, Lord. Do pray, Lord, that you'd be here amongst us, Father, today. Lord, we just give you this day and this time, Lord, and we ask that you would stir our hearts, Father. Help me, Lord, as I share these few words, Father. Help me to just guide my tongue in this way, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, to come before you once again today. I pray, Lord, that you would bless these dear people, Lord. Bless the ones that will be speaking today yet too, Lord. We ask that, we pray this all in your precious name. Amen. As I was seeking the Lord on what to share, I come across these verses in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, and a few things in there stuck out to me, and I will begin with just reading these verses. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and faint not. Now in verse 28, what stood out to me the most was in the end of that verse there where it says, there is no searching his understandings. And I contemplated this and I thought about it, and it just really stirred my heart. As I think of our Heavenly Father and how his ways are above our ways, and we can't comprehend or understand at times his ways, and they're so far above us, and we serve a great God. So I want to read several verses that I thought might kind of go with these verses here. And the first one's out of Job 36, verses 26 to 30. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be searched out. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof, which the clouds do drop and distill among men abundantly. Also can any understand the spreading of the clouds or the noise of his tabernacle? Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it and covereth the bottom of the sea. Once again, down here on, he says that he gives us rain and abundantly. Also, who can understand the spreading of the clouds as we go out sometimes and we look up in the sky and you see the clouds and how they move and how they spread, and he's in control of all this, and just how small are we, and how quickly can we form an opinion or have an idea in how things are going to go? But then we serve this great God that's in control of all this. And also it says the noise of the tabernacle. It talks about the spreading of the clouds. And I don't know that, but I was wondering if that would be the thunder. And then it talks about light. And maybe that's a lightning. So I was just encouraged and blessed. I see my needs in my life in this way of allowing me to understand the God that we serve more each day. And I also have a verse here in Romans 11:33-36. Starts out with, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him and through him and to him all things, to whom be glory forever. Who has been his counselor? Has he needed a counselor in life? Who has been his counselor? I don't think so. For of him and through him and to him all things be glory forever. Also, who's given to him? Nobody is given to him. He has created all things." I was just very, very, very blessed, and I want to just share a word of encouragement today on these few verses here. let's go back and read. I also have a verse in Isaiah 40. Be 12 through 14, it talks about some of these same things. "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and mended out heaven with the span, and compensed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, taught him? With whom took he counsel, and whom instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him in knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding?" I just want to go back and read in Isaiah 40:29. Read through that again. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and faint not." Is there ever times in our lives where we feel weak or weary? I know there has been in mine, and I want to trust the Lord more in them times, in them days, to where if I trust him, he will give me the strength. I want to read a verse out of Psalms 138:3. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and the strength and strengthened me with the strength of my soul. What is the strength of our soul? I contemplated on that. That must be the, I believe that's the strength through the Holy Spirit. The strength that comes from something else besides what's from man. The strength of our soul. Also want to read in Psalms 28:7-8. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise Him. Do we have a song as we go through our day, praising the Lord for His goodness to us? I think David did in Psalms. I think he had a song. I also want to read out of Matthew 11:28-30. It's very familiar verses to us. Come unto me, all ye that are laden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We always have that open door, and God has both hands out for each one of us as we to come to share our burdens with Him. I also want to read out of Isaiah 41:10-11. Fear not, I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God is always with us. No matter what. At times, in our human state, we may want to think that we are by ourselves or whatever, but God is always there. He sees all things and He knows all things. Last Sunday we heard about the secrets of man. God knows our hearts. He knows everything about us. We can't just think that there's things that God don't know. So I was just very encouraged again today, and I want to encourage each one of you to take the time today to recognize our great God, our Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I want to read a few verses out of Ephesians here yet. Ephesians 3:14-21 as a closing here. These verses are very, very beautiful. I just want to share them today. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to compel with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, accordingly to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I just want to thank you and bless each one here for letting me share these few words.